Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on Casey 107.7.
Ek gesels vanoggend met Irene Oxley en Brian Oxley. Nou, hulle is van die Breyer Foundation, and nou gaan ek oorskakel na my Engels toe, want hulle is Engels. Ek het so gelag, ek het gesê, aan die einde van vanavond, as ek by die huis kom, is my Engels op vir hierdie hele jaar, so ek gaan my best probeer. So they are from the Breyer Foundation, they assist learners and equip them with the knowledge they need to adopt an entrepreneurial mindset before they leave high school and into the job market. Welcome, Irene. Welcome, Brian, with me here at the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
And congratulations on your first show.
Thank you very much. I feel very honored to have you on my first show, so I'll always remember you guys on my first day. So, Irene, firstly, I'll talk to you. Tell me a little bit more about the Breyer Foundation.
The Breyer Foundation was thought up in 2023. Which is when we first visited schools and we chatted to the principals and some of the teachers there and said, you know, we teach entrepreneurial skills to learners because you can go to have entrepreneurial skills taught to you, but you've got to be 18, 21, something like that. Where I believe if we teach our learners in school, when they leave school, they've then got an option to become a business person of their own. A lot of these learners are already working with their aunts, uncles, whatever. So they've got a little bit, but they're not actually, they don't really realize that it's entrepreneurial that they're actually becoming. So what we do is we go into the schools and we teach them from grassroots. Things like a cost sheet, which sounds simple, you know, yes. As an adult, you'll do a budget sheet for your house. But a learner never thinks about things like that. Mm. So that's where it started in 2023. So we decided 2024, let's get it all official. We're now an NPO, an NPC registered, and we're waiting for our 18A tax exemption form, which will come along just now. That means if any of the big business donate money towards the foundation for the learners, they can actually get a tax certificate. So it's all hunky-dory round now. But then I had to visit the schools again, which I have done this year. And this all starts in end of February 2025.
Okay, fantastic. But that's also the other question I wanted to ask you. How do you guys generate funds for this foundation?
Thank you for asking.
That's a very important question.
Out of our back pockets. So
Yeah, we have been funding it up until now.
Yes.
That was why we decided to become an NPO, NPC and get our 18A certificate, because we do need help. You can only do so much. And then you need funds for just simple things like a website. You know, it's not that easy to put a good website together. Mm. Or things like we give the learners, they get judged correctly, and they get trophies, and they get certificates. Things like that. It's daily running costs. Things that you think, oh, well, you know, they just drop out of the sky. No, they don't.
No.
Yeah, and you know, you need audio and visual equipment. Yes, you can go in with a cell phone, but you get the shakes on it when you're trying to do a video and you want to show the principals of the high school what we've been doing with them. So you need a proper piece of equipment to use, you know. So it's all that kind of stuff. And day-to-day running costs, which I say we've been absorbing. But this thing we've recognized is just going to grow too big and too fast. Yeah. So we do need that help.
Yeah. And also traveling, but because I believe you want to expand this foundation. Yeah. Where exactly are you at the moment? Where do you want to take it?
We're in the south at the moment because we are trying to get it into something that's manageable, that we can take interns, train them up, and we can then send interns into some of the other schools. Because obviously I can't go into every area because we want to become national eventually. So we want to train up interns as well. That is why we have tied in with a crowd called Thunder Fund.
Yes.
Now, Thunder Fund work with Standard Bank. Okay. And so they have given us a platform so people can actually go take that link, go and have a look at it and see exactly what we do. It explains exactly what we do as a Breyer Foundation.
Okay, great. Fantastic. And Irene, if I'm now a learner at school, how do I get in contact with you guys? What's the next step forward now for me?
If it's a new school that I have not approached up until now, they can contact us. I'll give you the telephone number and the email address.
Yes.
They can contact us to be put onto the list for future It's called the YES campaign, by the way. Youth Entrepreneurial Showcase.
Okay.
So they can then enroll for the next YES campaign, because we do want to move it around. We've been chatting to Mr. Kenneth Horwood.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. I just blew that up. Kenneth Woodward, I beg your pardon. He's the Deputy Chief Education Specialist, and he's in this area. And so I had a face-to-face meeting with him.
Yes.
And we discussed how could this fit into other schools in other areas, how could we go forward with this? And he was going to take it to various divisions, departments within that, and come back to me and say, okay, we can help here, there, or wherever. Not with funding. As you know, teachers are being cut, so not with funding, but obviously opening doors for us to be able to get into the schools, because it would be easier if someone gave me a list of schools in an area and said, okay, those are the schools you want to tackle. Because up until now, it's a case of, you know, let's Google this and let's Google that, so you can actually get our areas correct.
Yeah, we'd rather than learners not contact us direct, but the schools.
The school.
You know, the principals or...
Okay, so the learner can go to their principal.
Yeah.
And then
and the principal can get in touch with us, and then we'll put them on. And because the whole idea is to create teams. So we'll have a team in Paarl area, we'll have a team in Stellenbosch, we'll have a team wherever, who can, because it takes a lot of work and a lot of time to go in, because we want to bring in successful entrepreneurs to talk to the kids, to realize, I mean, when we've done the workshops and when they've actually been in a shopping center, because it all culminates in a shopping center, and when they see that their return on investment sheet that they filled in, their business plan, and everything like that has come to fruition in a shopping center for several hours, and people have bought, it could be services, it could be cakes, it could be jewelry, it could be anything that they've invented and done themselves, and their presentation for selling it is all there. So when they see that, the joy on their face is like,
I can believe it.
I'm a success, you know? They haven't even left school yet.
When you hand out the certificates and the trophies, their little faces just light up.
It just boosts them,
absolutely. And that's why one of the schools that I'm working with in 2025, four of those students are coming back for the second time. I'm so thrilled, because it's just for them to have thought, you know what? We did it. We tried it. We know we can do better.
We can do
it. So they signed up to do it again, which is, that's exactly what I'm looking for. It was going to be grade 10 up over.
Yeah.
But some of the schools, they wanted their grade 7s to start.
Okay.
And I'm saying, that's absolutely brilliant, because they'll do it the first year. They'll do it
the younger they can start, the better.
Absolutely.
Mm. Absolutely. Because when you get into the high school, you must also start making career change. Your subject changes.
Oh, yes.
And there, when you know already, then you can go, when you know in what direction you're going, that will help a lot.
Definitely. What we'll do is we present the people who signed up for this, the learners who signed up, we present them with an A5 book.
Yes.
And in that book, it gives them things like a breakdown on a cost sheet. It says to them, what does money mean to you?
Yeah.
Is money just to get the best cell phone, get the girl, get the guy, whatever?
Yes.
No, we're going to teach you how you can actually make that money grow. So Standard Bank are going to come along with us, and they have a little talk. It's all very informal, very grassroots.
Yeah.
It's no lecturing. It's just chit-chat, chit-chat. And they will tell them, take a portion of that, put it back into what you're already inventing, or put it into a bank account. Now, some of those learners would never have thought of a bank account, because their parents haven't had one, their grandparents haven't had one.
Yes.
They don't think like that. So we're trying to say, you know what, guys, if you want to make it grow, just put 50 Rand put into a savings account, and you can make that money grow. So it's things like that. And as Brian was saying, entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs will come along with us and just tell the learners the potholes they fell into.
Yeah.
It didn't happen overnight. And again, in the book that we've got, there's several entrepreneurs in there that are hugely successful now, and they started at age 16. So it can be done. It's just, it takes a lot of guts, a lot of bravery to become an entrepreneur.
Now, you must never say anything like, you know, the people in Silicon Valley. I could never be someone like Silicon Valley and invent something, you know, on the technical side. Of course they can. Yep. I mean, we've got Elon Musk, we've got, what's his name, Thwaite, with the security on internet security and stuff. So they're South Africans, they're worldwide, I mean, you know, and if you're in school at the moment, and there's nothing wrong with being a plumber or electrician or whatever, but even if you do go that route, you still need to know that you're making money, you still need to know what your profit margin is. And that's what we're trying to do, get them before they actually exit the school. High school.
And
they have that mindset there, and they have that confidence that they are headed towards the big wide world, whether it be varsity or a TVET college or whatever it is. They're going out into the world with confidence.
It doesn't end at school. So what we've done is after the workshop, which is after the showcase day, which is probably going to be in May in 2025, doesn't stop there. We continue going to the schools, continue doing workshops. So if they've struggled with something like accounting or they didn't quite get the cost sheet, we'll bring people back again to talk about that.
Okay.
Again, it doesn't end at the end of the year, because if they feel they've got this urge to be an entrepreneur and they've got the guts to carry it through, the TVET College, at the moment, the one in False Bay, have requested us that we funnel our learners into their college.
Sure.
Because they've got an incubation. What do they call it, Brian?
Entrepreneur incubation module. But there's lots of TVET colleges that have.
Yes.
So if we, I mean, this is baby
just,
steps.
Yeah,
we're
this
brand
is just
new.
One.
Yeah, so when they finish by you guys, you can also assist him.
Yep.
Oh, our ultimate dream is to offer bursaries and things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see this thing is going to grow very, very big.
Yes. No, I mean, can you imagine how warm your heart will feel to grant someone a bursary for their education to go forward? I mean,
that's very special. That no one in their family has ever thought about that, going to a college. They've never thought they could ever get to a college. And you've nurtured this little nugget from school.
Yes.
And you've watched them grow.
You can send them into the big world on his or her own, and know they will make a big success of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a reflection of your success when you see your child as beaming with confidence.
Exactly. You know, I've got a 10-year-old now, but I'm definitely going to send her from grade 7.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your number is in my book now. I'm going to prepare her so long. Yes, we've got to invest in our children.
We have to.
They are the future of the world.
And you know, the thing is that they're leaving school today and they're not finding gainful employment. It's just, so we're saying, you know, there's another choice, and that choice is you. You know, you can make it yourself.
Yes.
It can be done. You know, it can be done. If you've got the guts, it can be done.
And, you know, they say that no child should lose. You know, when you're in the school thing, you know, you'll know this yourself.
Yeah.
No child should be a loser. So the way we structure our prizes, yes, we do have first, second and third trophies, but we've got a lot of highly commended certificates as well.
Yeah.
And we do a prejudging. So generally the people that don't come through to the actual showcase final, you know, they know they're going to win in some form. And thankfully, the shopping centres that we deal with actually offer prizes as well.
That's fantastic.
You know, we can't guarantee that, but they have been very, very good. In 2023, the kids not only got the trophies and the certificates, they also got lovely gift vouchers from the shopping centres.
Wow. You know. Oh, that is just awesome. I'm looking forward to all the success that you're going to grow. So, Irene, any last word from you? Anything you want the listeners to hear out there today?
Well, we are looking for funds.
Yes.
And I would love corporates or privates to donate towards the Thunder Fund.
Yes.
And can I give you the link?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, it is it's the Thunder Fund link to donate, and it's https://// Thunder with an A, /fund/ Briar Foundation.
Okay, and is there a website or a page?
No, we need a website. We are on Facebook and are on Instagram, but on that Thunder Fund link, there is a video on there and an explanation of what the foundation is all about.
Can just go there.
And it will explain everything, and also, more importantly, is a little donate button that you can
Every little bit helps at the end of the day. So come on, guys, please invest in your children. donate to this fund. They are really doing all they can to make it possible for our children for the future to grow and to send them out in the world confident adults and to start at a young age, like in grade 7. I mean, I didn't have that in my school years. Sure. So what a privilege for our children to have people like you.
Thank you.
To offer your time. And I must say, it's a lot of time that you offer. Mm-hmm. Your private time. I mean, you are husband and wife, so you do this together. But I can see the passion in it Absolutely. That you have for this student and to put them out there and to see that they also make a success of their career. So mm-hmm. thank you for you guys. Sure. It was an honor
for me. Thank
you
so much for giving us airtime. Thank you.
Yes, and Brian is also, I believe, a radio presenter. So, yes. And yet, on my first day, I'm sitting opposite another radio presenter.
I'm actually a Radio Hall of Fame winner, but I'm not going to.
Sure. Okay. I'm getting more nervous. But it was a privilege for me. It was an honor for me. Thank you. And if anybody out there that listened today needs more info, I can also share that on my page and on Facebook. And yes, you can ask on our Casey's WhatsApp line 0824141077, and I will greatly assist you with an answer. Thank you, Irene. Thank you, Brian.
You, so much,
you must
Michelle.
Have a nice day.
Lovely meeting you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Work is never work if you're with Casey at work on 107.7.